The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Betsy Ross, Chris Lee Adams, and even Doc Holliday call her for advice.
Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I'll just have to call.
Cover your ears, darling.
There are more cards in the prospering under Big Brother deck than most people know about. And that's why there's the Suzanne Option Show. Heard here only on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes. Climb a mountain, the highest mountain, love. A jump off, ain't nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What's that woman? What's she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What's that woman?
All right, everybody. Well, how exactly does one prosper under the big government deck? We have the Veritas card, everybody, and this is the Veritas Radio Network. I'm Suzanne Sherman. You're listening to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel. The number here, we are live today, 8445-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. My Facebook page has been absolutely lit up today. Big, big debate going on regarding nationalism and federalism. And coming up in a little while today, I have Dwayne Stovall, former congressional candidate who I believe will be running again. And he has a webpage called Get Off My State. And we are going to be discussing federalism and gun rights. Coming up before that, though, I want to get into a little bit about vehicle safety in light of what's been going on in Louisiana on Interstate 12. Once again, though, if you have any comments regarding either of those subjects, please be sure to call 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. You can also send me messages on my Facebook page, Suzanne Sherman. I have another one with a public set thread going on, Suzanne Littell, page that I typically keep public or private, but it is a crossing over a lot, and that you'll see a lot of comments there at the top post about the ongoing debate we have right now. You can also reach us by the app if you like what you're hearing and want the easiest and most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network. Download our app in the Windows App Store, iTunes Store for iPhones and the iPad, and the Google Play Store for the Android devices. The app is now free. Mike Church has eliminated a major hurdle so everybody can get this app for free and tune in and listen. You can live stream. You can get the host bios, showtimes, Twitter, and Facebook feeds, the all-new preview feed allowing you effortless playback of hours of your favorite Crusade Channel content without ever leaving the app. So download our app today and please consider rating it as well. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio, the way it should be, and now it is free. I believe there's also a Donald Trump feature on there, so anytime Donald is speaking, you can listen to him without having to be interrupted for commercials or other issues that are going on the mainstream media options there. So your option is always available on the app. I highly suggest you download that as well. Couple quick announcements. Also, I am going to be gone after this week. I will leave you in the very capable hands of some of our other hosts here. Greg Carpenter will be on next week, both days. And then Dwayne Stovall will be filling in for me on next Thursday. And my good friend also, Mark Kresslins, on Friday of next week. I will be back the week of September 8th. I hope I still have the option of appearing before you. So want to get into it a little bit today. Mike Church and I discussed what was going on in Louisiana with the flooding. And hats off right now. Hi, Mark. I see he's listening. Hats off to the people in the Republic of Louisiana for being able to take care of this situation on their own. Our best producer in the world, Christopher, and I discussed this the other week when he said, you know, the community really came together during Hurricane Katrina, and they helped themselves out. They helped each other out. One person didn't have a generator. They were able to plug in. They shared showers, not at the same time. It said, hey, you can use our showers. We all have food together. We'll barbecue. And they made a very comfortable situation out of something that could have been quite dangerous for all of them. They came together as a community. And kudos to the people of Louisiana who seem to be doing this right now. But we have seen a situation where a lot of people have been stranded in vehicles due to flooding. And first thing I want to let everybody know is, you know, these people, I'm seeing a lot of criticism that they live in a swamp and they shouldn't live in a swamp and not have flood insurance. You know, these people were, what Mike said on his show, they were driving and there were some ditches there that had overflowed. And this is really no fault of their own. But the key to remember is you really need to be prepared for all situations. And that includes being in your vehicle. Now, last week I had Arthur T. Bradley on the air. He is the author of the national best-selling book, The Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family. He is going to be returning to our show, by the way. I'm delighted to be able to announce that. This book has a section on there that is about being prepared when you are on the road. And what he wants to know, what he wants to let us know is, Why do people think that it's ready to be, that it's necessary to be prepared when you're on the road? Because you're not preparing for a typical day. You have to remember you are preparing for an exceptionally bad day. And there are some major reasons why you need to be prepared when you're on the road. First of all, we spend a great deal of time in our vehicles, and there's also a reasonable chance that you're going to be in trouble when you're in your car because of the amount of time we spend going back and forth, going grocery shopping, going to work, when we're traveling. So you have to remember when you are on the road, you are vulnerable to numerous hazards, especially when you're traveling in inclement weather. And that is what we saw in Louisiana. What I was talking to Mike about the other day was really when you have a situation like this, you have to understand that your primary tool when it comes to survival here in every situation, especially this, is your brain. Can you stay calm? Can you think under pressure and under stress? And when you cross that first little bit of standing water, which I advise everybody to avoid, you are going to be looking for trouble. And this is what happened to these people, because by the time they crossed one area, others had risen and they found themselves stranded. So you have to use some common sense in these situations. And first of all, avoid trying to stay out of trouble in the first place. But there are some keys you have to remember, and that is to have reliable information. So, and when you know that this is happening, please, please, please have a weather app on your phone or listen to your radio. Get some notifications. Also, be aware of the routes that you are traveling and have an alternative route that is planned. You're not going to be able to have You're not going to be able to have life jackets in your car for this situation. And this is why I told Mike, you know, you have to have basic kits. We're going to get into that in just a moment. And I am going to take a call right now. I do have Rick on the Cowgirl Esquire hotline. He is a prepper, I know, and I'm going to really appreciate some of his insight. Rick, I want to welcome you to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. How are you today?
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, that's excellent. I just want to jump in on the idea of vehicle preparedness, like you were saying. It's preparing for a bad day. But on jumping on the idea of routes or routes, you might, if the rule of redundancy, it's even more than one. If you can find more than one option out, it's probably better than just one. Because one, you know, two is one and one is none. Another thing, you were talking about weather apps or radios. I know a lot of basic two-way walkie-talkies. You can find them that have a weather setting, so that way you have redundancy as well in case phone service is out. Like I know in parts of New Orleans, you couldn't get cell phone service because the towers were shorted out. So you want to be able to either have a shortwave in your car or some kind of walkie-talkie that can pick up weather updates as well for that, as far as trying to prepare for weather-like emergencies.
And, you know, when you do have your vehicle set up, it's best, one thing that I try to tell people, to plan for your immediate situation. You know, we're talking about this, you know, within the next month. Do you have a specially long trip planned? Then you want to kind of tweak what you have available. You want to tweak what you have in the summer conditions versus the winter conditions. And as we will be approaching fall, I will be addressing the winter driving conditions specifically. But one thing you have to remember is it is very possible, even without these torrential rainstorms, that you can be stranded in your vehicle. So what we know, first of all, it's a given. You always want to have water in your vehicle, because even if you're stranded for a short amount of time and it's really a matter of comfort, you can make it a much more comfortable situation by not getting dehydrated. Have some food with you. If you have children, think about that. Bring extra diapers. So have comfort and safety issues in your vehicle. Also have some way in case you need to dig your car out of mud or whatever. What do you keep in your vehicle, Rick, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, absolutely. No problem. The first thing I would recommend to anybody, even if you don't believe in the prepping ideas, stick the flat in an air pump, because those things can get you back on the road pretty quickly. And whether it's an emergency situation or just day-to-day moving about, there's nothing worse than trying to drag a jack out and trying to drag the tools necessary to jack the car up, change it, and put it back on and go. Easier to pump it with the fix-a-flat, air pump it up, and then you're good to go. That's the first thing I would recommend to anybody to have, is those two things, and they're very cheap to have and to acquire. Next thing, blanket, because even here in Texas, it gets pretty warm, but at night, in the winter, it can get pretty cold, so you want to have something to keep you warm there. Also, you can use a blanket for a couple of the different things as well. Obviously, flashlight, something, you know, to see with if you are stranded at night. Because more of the things that I use and I keep in my car, I prepare for more of a night stranding, I guess, if you will. Things like lights, blankets, and other things of that nature.
Well, that's a smart thing to do, because in the evening, late at night, overnight, you're far more, it's far less likely that somebody's going to see you, especially if you're on roads less traveled. So it's entirely feasible, especially on the roads that we travel out here in the mountains of Utah, that if you do get stuck, you might be there for the evening. So again, the blankets, even little glow lights are second. They're backup if the batteries fail in your pack. So food, water, some shelter. I'm a huge believer. I have tarps as well. And, you know, it's just a way of being prepared for either vehicle failure, or going off the road, or in the case of Louisiana, these floods. Once again, when these people just get stuck and there's nothing to do but wait to be rescued, these supplies aren't really going to help you. But what's the first thing you want to think of and going by your weather app? And that's avoidance, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. That's why you always want to try. And sometimes, depending on where you live, they're poorly constructed. There's one way in, one way out. But if you can find even one or two extra routes, they may be a little bit lengthy. They may even be a little bit out of the way. But in regard, they also might be less traveled, because you also have to worry about, if we're talking about an emergency situation, everybody's going to go for the most common roads first. So you want to make sure you can maybe even take a day to scout around and find different roads that you see on a map that you can try to connect to your exit strategy.
And the exit strategy is what's really important, because I had told a story about my son was going on Interstate 80 through Salt Lake City, and there was a significant fire and explosions. And had he been determined to just get to where he was going and not get off the freeway, he would have gotten caught up in that. You have to get into the mindset that you're goal is to survive and not just focus on where you want to go and continue on that route. One thing that also had me concerned was last summer I was in the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and I realized how long of a distance that we were on one highway, and that was the only way to get out of there. So that is also an example of how important it is to always be alert as to the weather conditions and what's coming up ahead, because you might have to evacuate before it is cool to do so. We'll have another show on evacuation, and obviously we can't cover all of this in one segment of a show, but that's why I try to point people in the right direction. And I absolutely love this book, The Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family, and it has transportation right here. And I don't know, have you ever had to deal with a flood situation down there in Texas?
No, I'm too far up, so I haven't had to deal with it yet. But anytime, I actually had a conversation with my wife about it last week when we were watching the flooding in Louisiana, and we live in a newer development. She said, well, I'm not worried about it because our drainage system is newer. And I pointed out that we didn't buy our house when I was in this mindset that we're on the bottom of a hill, and on top of our development is an older development that may not have as correct or well thought out drainage. So I'm always, as a prepper, constantly think of these things.
So what I want to emphasize here is the mindset of being aware of what's going on. In southern Utah last year, we had some significant flooding. When we were going down into the Narrows in Zion National Park, the smart thing to do is go and check in after the before you go into certain areas and look and see, are there storms that you're not even aware of that could cause you imminent peril? And that is also the case. A lot of people were swept away in these storms last year in Utah. We're going to have to wrap up this subject. I want to thank you very much, Rick, for the call and supporting the show. Anybody wants some more information from this? Once again, Arthur Bradley's book, The Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family. It's the one and only disaster preparedness book that I have. It's an awesome book, and he's going to be joining us again. We're going to be coming up with the next segment with Dwayne Stovall with Get Off My State, and we're going to discuss federalism and gun rights. You're listening to The Suzanne Option. We'll be back after this break. This is the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.